Heart and Body Extract.
Is the volcano in Iceland still spewing that nasty ash and delaying flights across Europe? We're going to talk about it. We'll give you the latest. Speaking of the latest, Social Security, there's new conversations that some tweaks may actually save Social Security. Hey, I wasn't counting on Social Security at the end of the rainbow. Were you? You getting those statements in the mail that say, if you retire when you're 65, here's what you will get monthly. Here's what you're eligible for. If you retire, I love this part too. If you retire when you're 70, here's what you'll get. Didn't it used to be that people retired when they were 62? Not anymore. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We go from coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between, to the left, to the right, and whatever you may call yourself, somewhere in the gray area. That's all good. 800-259-5791. All conversation welcome here. In fact, we like different points of view. You can also shoot us your thoughts via the email, americatonight.net. Let's start first with what else? The whole oil spill thing. There are a couple of new twists to this. You know, we keep seeing the big bad English dude with the accent from British Petroleum trying to deflect whatever it is on the day. We don't measure how big it is. We'll cover the liabilities, and then to get into the semantics of the word. You know, it's been pretty much 4 weeks of that stuff, almost 4 weeks. Crazy, isn't it? So now at this point, the president is going to name a special panel on the oil disaster. And what's happened is there was a lot of optimism, I believe, heading into this week that, ooh, okay, they're trying all kinds of different things. Now we got this pipe going in there that's this mile-long pipe, and that's siphoning some of it off. But as much as there's this optimism, still yet it is not contained, my friends. And if we were to look at a live shot right now while I'm on the air, if we had live cameras down where the spill is in the Gulf of Mexico, it would be just pouring out. It would just be gushing out. So with this commission, with this newly appointed commission creating this presidential deal through an executive order, it's going to be a panel kind of like what they did with the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster and then Three Mile Island to study oil industry practices now that this thing has happened. Look at rig safety, look at regulations, look at government oversight, including whatever the structure and functions are of all that that entails. And no current government employee or even an elected official will be eligible to serve on that commission. So, you know, hey, for what it's worth, if you can have somebody impartial investigating, and I'm not going to disagree with Obama creating a panel there. But this, again, is after the fact. And right now it's all about trying to contain the spill. And hopefully the damage won't be as great as now is being predicted. Here's what Rear Admiral Peter Neffinger had to say about the oil spill and now what's going on.
Clearly this is beyond what we anticipated being something that could happen. We certainly never anticipated an ongoing release of this magnitude over this period of time.
Yeah, and see, that's the problem, that ongoing release. Like I said, we can talk about this from 4 ways till Tuesday, and it doesn't matter. It's the same thing over and over and over again. The commission and forming a commission, great. So moving forward, maybe there'll be better safety measures and backup plans and all that sort of thing. But today, it does not help the people in the Gulf of Mexico or the people worried on the Florida shores as to whether or not they're going to get slammed with that ugly, you know, massive amount of oil rolling into the beaches and covering whatever wildlife is there. So what about Homeland Security? Well, its director, Janet Napolitano, had a couple of thoughts about BP and resources as well.
We are ensuring that British Petroleum, as the responsible party, is paying the cost of the cleanup and compensating the individuals, communities, and businesses that have suffered already as the result of this spill. We will continue to bring all resources to bear until the well is tapped, the oil is cleaned up, and the claims are paid.
All right, claims are paid. Let's hope if somebody has a claim to make that they get that paid as fast as possible, because that's the other thing. How long does it ultimately drag out? The first casualty or fall guy, if you will, has taken that fall. The chief U.S. oversight official for offshore oil drilling, because we actually have one, has decided to step away, resign 4 weeks into this thing. And his name is Chris Oines. He's the associate director of the offshore energy, and this is a big title. Associate director, I wonder what the card said, associate director of offshore energy and minerals management program for the Interior Department. And that's the key thing. He worked for the government. He worked for the Interior Department. And now, amid all of this, he's decided, oh, I think it's time for me to retire. And, of course, the problem is all this scrutiny of what was going on with the safety inspections and a lot of the criticism as to the relationship from the Interior Department with the Interior Department and the energy industry. You know, hey, were they just a little bit too cozy here? Is that part of the problem? And remember, I think I said on a previous show that Ken Salazar, the guy who was off rafting when this spill started and then had to be helicoptered out of the Grand Canyon, the Interior Secretary, announced plans to split the Minerals Service into separate agencies so you'd have safety and revenue collecting basically there. And, I mean, this is the largest source, in case you're curious, of U.S. Treasury funds behind the IRS. Did you know that? It's about $13 billion a year. Yeah, with a B. $13 billion. So perhaps there was some coziness here. Oines was elevated to his spot in 2007. Before that, he had 13 years where he was in charge of the Gulf of Mexico unit, where he looked at or oversaw the 50 lease sales and safety inspections for, check this out, 4,000 oil and natural gas platforms. So definitely something's awry here. He had to know, or he did know his stuff, or he wouldn't be in that spot if he had gone through however many inspections. Now they're talking, they're trying to make it the spin on it as it's a little bit more voluntary, but I don't think so. I think this is part of the blame game, and if he went away on his own, it was because of the pressure. I believe he was told to step away because his job would be to oversee the safety. And, you know, this was a rig that had gotten an award for being one of the safest out there in the Gulf of Mexico after 7 years, no accidents. And then when they finally have an accident, it's catastrophic and could be our biggest oil spill ever. So he knew somebody had to go, and I guess it's this guy. What's the latest on Ahmadinejad and Iran? Boy, there's some great big news coming out of Iran when it comes to nukes and nuclear enrichment. I think you're going to be surprised by what I'm going to tell you. Also, a little bit of controversy over Miss USA. I wake up, flip on that computer, you know, power it up before I even hit the floor, and see that they've got racy photos of her. But to be honest, the racy photos weren't really that racy, by all accounts. Stay with us. That and more coming up around the bend here on ATN.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow, for the rest of your life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
This hour, we're going to hit the mailbag. If you go to americatonight.net, you can take our poll on what you're doing with that big fat check you're getting back from the government, right? I'm sure all of you are getting thousands back from our government. Actually, this year, a lot of people didn't pay, and it was one of the lowest years as far as the amounts of overall money that the IRS got back, because everybody's looking for every, and I can't blame anybody. I do the same thing. You are looking for every single deduction you can possibly take. It's gotten that rough out there. Give me whatever deduction I need, please. So I am sure, though, that many are getting some decent sized checks anyway, but you still paid in. It's just the psychological thing, I guess. You paid in and during the year, and then you get this, it's kind of like when I was a kid, I had one of those Christmas accounts where every month you went in and you put $25 or $50 or however much, and then at the end, you know, you had the Christmas club, you had the money saved up. So I guess in some people's mind, that's the deal. Oh, I'm paying all this money, but on the back end, I'm getting thousands. So take the poll. There's a poll, and there's also what you missed. If you missed some of the interviews on America Tonight, you can click on that as well. But we're going to hit the mailbag coming up in our final segment of this hour. How about this? Iran plans to continue producing highly enriched uranium. So it means that's what they announced on Monday, but they're backsliding, to say the least, after signing a nuclear fuel swap deal. And who do they do that with? Well, Brazil and Turkey. And I think the reason they did it was they were trying to fend off the international sanctions. So they're going to still produce uranium, but they're also going to get in bed with Turkey and with Brazil. So what does that have to do with anything? You know, I guess Ahmadinejad figured people aren't going to really read deep into this, but of course it's easy to read deep into this. There isn't any kind of a relationship between a swap deal and enrichment. There isn't anything at all. So how does that, why would the sanctions be lessened? They're going to continue 20% enrichment, uranium enrichment. The effort to contain Iran's nuclear program is pathetic. It's pathetic. They get a big fat F on the international stage from the U.S. on down. I mean, come on, give me a break. When the announcement's made, I love this too, you start to read all these things on the wires. Oh, we're a little bit wary of the announcement because we're still committed to levying the new sanctions against Tehran. Well, no joke. This was just a ploy. This was just a photo op with, like, the Brazilian president. They released a photo over the weekend with the Brazilian president and President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad from Iran embracing each other, you know, holding each other's hands because of this swap deal. But it has nothing to do with, ultimately, the intentions of the enrichment. It doesn't matter. And out of Washington, because it took all weekend for them to finally come up with something, in Washington, they're suggesting that the move was too little too late and that steps have to be taken by that country to assure the international community of peaceful intentions. You know, let's be honest. Do you really think Ahmadinejad has peaceful intentions? I mean, I think he has little man complex and he just wants to press everyone's buttons, and he'll think of any twisted way that he can do it. He reminds me of Dr. Evil, the fictitious character, if you remember, that Mike Myers created. I mean, he doesn't look like Dr. Evil, but he reminds me of Dr. Evil sitting in the big chair and coming up with some kind of twisted move and just laughing hysterically at the reaction to it. So anyway, Turkey and Brazil, two emerging powers, and pretty influential if you look at the Security Council, right? Because how close they get to Tehran is that's pretty close with Turkey and Brazil now right there in the backyard. Turkey is saying they hope the process is going to be supported by everyone around the world and there wouldn't be any kind of setbacks. And the same thing with the Brazilians. They don't understand why that this would be a big deal because they tentatively agreed about 7 months ago. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. So this proposal now would have Iran ship out about 2,600 pounds, so you're clear. It was 2,600 pounds of low-enriched uranium. It's the same amount under that October agreement negotiated by our country, Russia, France, Iran, endorsed by the International Atomic Energy Commission. And in October, exporting that much would have left Iran with less than 1,000 kilograms or 2,200 pounds of material needed to make enough weapons-grade uranium for a bomb. That's what we care about. How much crap do you have that can make a bomb? That's what we want to know. And Iran, I think, as a ploy, is trying to do these deals to look better to others with the Turkey situation and the Brazil situation. But even if they're shipping all this stuff out, they have plenty to make a weapon. Even if they send the agreed amount out of the country, it doesn't matter. They still have stockpiles of the stuff. And they're not going to destroy it. They're not going to do that. So, okay, great. So they're sending 20%. It doesn't change anything as far as I'm concerned. It's not changing anything. In fact, if anything, it just plays out the drama more. And they can claim all they want to, or Ahmadinejad, because it's him, can claim all he wants to that its nuclear program is peaceful and that this any swap would take place on domestic soil, and only after it was given fuel rods, after they got fuel rods. You know, so whatever was shipping the uranium in smaller amounts. It's just a ploy to me. It's just a tactic that doesn't amount to anything. And I think, if anything, that you got to come back and hit this midget where it hurts him. I mean, it's time to take the gloves off. It's way past time to take the gloves off. You cannot, I think on the world stage, the powers, superpowers, cannot allow this guy to push them around any longer. Because ultimately, what are the ulterior motives? Is it just to continue to gig and prod and push and almost force somebody to make a big, I think that's part of it. Force somebody to make a big, bold move and then say, this is not what you were intending to do, and here's what we've really been doing and all that sort of stuff, and make everybody else look, the West, look like they're the bad guys. I think that's the intention. Let's make them the bad guys. All right, speaking of the bad guys, the two dreaded letters that I talked about at the top of the show, BP, and you heard from Janet Napolitano saying, you know, they're going to pay the bill, BP, they're definitely going to do it. And then also the Rear Admiral, who said, if this stuff is just keeps gushing out. The Coast Guard, to verify this, says 20 tar balls were found off Key West, Florida, but they stopped short of confirming if it came from the oil spill in the Gulf. Anybody been to Key West? I hope that most of you listening to me, whether it's Kentucky, Illinois, I don't care where you're listening to me, the Midwest, the East, our friends in Connecticut, wherever you hail from, I hope that you had a chance to go to Key West before the place is spoiled. Because to me, that would be the worst. I mean, that is some beautiful territory that we have. And it is a little bit of a hike when you go down to Florida. But it is so worth the trip. And thank goodness, I've only been there once. But I thought it was incredible. Great snorkeling, great beaches, great atmosphere at Key West. It's that kickback feel, the Jimmy Buffett kind of song feel. That's what you get in Key West. We might not get that, though, if more of these tar balls are washing up. And, you know, 20 tar balls, where did they come from? Was it from the oil spill, or was this from something else? It seems, I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to say that, but it seems likely that it could have been from the Gulf, and that's bad, bad news. BP is vowing, too, to permanently cap the leaking oil well. They're saying that's it. Once we siphon as much as half of the oil leaking into the Gulf and we cap this sucker off, we're done. We're done with this. Done with this well that's been gushing into the Gulf of Mexico for almost a month. Right, more odds and ends coming up, including Miss USA. She did a little strip tease, but is it exaggerated? Are the photos provocative? We'll talk about it.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Where have all the good girls gone? Any of you guys have any idea about where they are? They're certainly not running in these pageants to try to be crowned the new Miss USA or Miss America. What is happening with Miss USA especially? Carrie Prejean, remember we had her last time around, and we were talking about ultimately the fact that, I mean, I gave her big cred, and she should have gotten it because she was squarely face down with that question about gay marriage. But she went from squeaky clean to, oops, I have a sex tape. Now you have this Miss USA just crowned the other night, and it didn't take long for a scandal to emerge that the new woman, Rima Faki, I think her name is, an Arab-American from Michigan, was apparently a former champion pole dancer. And what happened was, she didn't have a gig as a stripper. She just was in a radio contest called Mojo in the Morning or something. And they posted the photos of her. She was part of a Stripper 101 contest at the Coliseum Gentlemen's Club in Detroit in 2007. So, They gladly posted the photos. She definitely, she had on her heels and, you know, she was doing the strip pole dancer thing. But you know what? She, here's what I would say. This was a radio deal. And she went out to get, you know, free tickets or whatever. But you know what she ultimately won besides free tickets and stuff? She got a personal strip pole for her house, and they gave away all kinds of nasty, naughty toys and things that I can't even say.
Yeah, baby!
On the air. I'll just say sex toys. Yeah, sex toys. Anyway, so she won this contest. That was 2007. This is 2010. Should we just give up on the whole squeaky clean thing? Or is it that we live in the era where they're just trying to nail these women, man? Try to find anything you can. Let's TMZ them. We're going to bring Carrie down. We're going to bring Rima down. Whoever gets that crown, she better be a pure Snow White virgin. Yeah, I don't know. Throw in your 2 cents. 800-259-5791. This is, after all, Miss USA. So if the title is Miss USA, what kind of woman, because really they're a woman, should, a young woman, should represent the country as Miss USA? Matt, what do you think? You saw the pictures. This is radio. And she's not bare breast or anything like that. She has normal shorts on and a regular tank top that you would see a girl walking around at the Jersey Shore in.
Yeah, it's not scandalous in my opinion at all. She's not taking her clothes off or anything. And I don't know. It's a big deal over nothing, in my opinion. I don't know. I don't get the fuss. It's
yeah, but people... you like girls who wear less clothes. So,
I don't know
what
you're
a young guy. I mean, you're going to come
on.
It's
not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so you think
she wore less during the bathing suit competition.
You're thinking it shouldn't be that big of a deal.
You know what I mean?
That, you know what, that's true. She strutted across, and I think she had a gold bikini. I mean, a very skimpy bikini, as all of them do.
Right, and she was wearing less in those pictures than she is in the pole dancing event. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, it's like, what's the big deal then? If you're wearing less in the competition, then it's null.
Well, and I think back to other scandals. There have been a lot of scandals, and whether it's Miss America or Miss USA, you know, you had the provocative photos of Vanessa Williams. She went on to a huge career. People adore her. She's all over Broadway. She's done movies. She sang. She was part of the Disney family. And there was no sex tape or there wasn't anything of her completely nude or whatever. And the same thing with this girl. Certainly there's none of that. But I guess the era of finding the squeaky, clean, hot girl, that's the deal. I mean, look, the girl has to be gorgeous.
That's the number one rule of the competition. The pretty girl wins.
Right. And so let's be serious about this.
And this girl's beautiful and she won. So.
Right. She's beautiful. She
won.
We're done
with
it. Yeah. So why, you know, I don't know. What are we setting ourselves up for, I guess, when you have these pageants? I mean, what do you think you're going to find in the pageant world? I'm sure there are plenty of fabulous, wonderful girls who are very squeaky clean, and they're not winning. They don't win.
That's why I think some of these questions are just ridiculous, too, if they ask them. No one cares about Miss USA's opinion of foreign policy. We're not sending her over on an ambassador tour or something like that. We're not going to have her go over to Kim Jong-il and try to work out the peace process, you know?
No,
it's like, nobody cares.
Yeah, like, I do think this. I was kind of meandering my way around this the other night, but Miss Oklahoma, I think she was slugged in the head. If we want to go in a different direction, by the question that she was asked. Because here she was, she's up there, you know, and she was asked by the judge, and the judge was Oscar Nunez, if she supported Arizona's right to pass the tough illegal immigration law. Geez, do you think that's a setup? I mean, first you have the gayest guy you could possibly have in Perez Hilton, who gossips from a coffee house for a living, has made a fortune, by the way. Bravo, because we live in an entrepreneurial society. I'm all about that. But he couldn't be more gay asking the question about gay marriage. And now you have this setup. This was with Carrie Prejean the year before. Now you have this judge who, of course, how do you think he's going to feel? He asked that pointed question. So, you know, would she have won if she didn't answer the way she did? She said she believed in states' rights, and it was Arizona's right, pretty much, I'm summarizing here, to pass the law that they wanted to pass. She also added, because I'm sure she probably felt like she was being sandbagged, that she didn't believe in racial profiling. And then the judge, Nunez, didn't like her answer. This is just so much about, like, last year. So what do you think's going to happen? She doesn't win. Would she have won? Would Miss Oklahoma, Morgan Elizabeth Woolard, would she have won if she wasn't asked the immigration question, if it went to another contestant instead of her, but it went to her, and she didn't win? And both of the girls were beautiful. I mean, Miss Oklahoma was beautiful. Miss Michigan was beautiful. And let's face it, I mean, it is about looks. It's a beauty pageant. There's a reason why you say beauty and then pageant. It's not the Miss Brains pageant, and they might be smart.
I got a question for you now. Okay, do you think it's because of, like, back in the 50s and the 60s, I'm sure they didn't ask these types of questions. Do you think it's part of, like, the feminist movement and trying to make it out to be more than it is, that it's not a beauty pageant, that it's about the overall person?
Yes.
And that's why they're getting these questions. They're making
they're trying
to put it on a plateau of on a platform of something that it's not. It's not about who can, you know, solve the physics problem.
It's what young girl is the best looking girl on the stage. If that wasn't the case, I mean, she could still look beautiful and wear a gown and that kind of stuff, but you would get rid of the bathing suit. You wouldn't have the bathing suit deal in there, because with the bathing suit and heels, come on, you're one step away from having nothing on. So if it wasn't about that, they wouldn't have the bathing suit competition anymore. I mean, you know, there's Mensa, there's Harvard, there's Ivy League schools. And then there's the Miss USA, Miss America pageant. But to be fair, because I don't want to degrade these women either, because plenty of them are smart. They're just beautiful and all looks and nothing underneath the cover, nothing underneath the hood when you lift it open. That's not true. There are plenty that are very, very smart, sometimes completely book smart or street smart or whatever. But they all know. Like, do you think they're going to gain 50 pounds? No, because they're not going to win Miss USA. Do you think they're going to be, anyone in that competition is going to be over a size, probably 10, and they'd all be probably 8 or under? And, of course, the answer is no. And I don't have a problem with that. It is what it is. But then I have a problem with them setting these girls up and then taking their legs out. And I think it...
Another thing with that, though, is probably because they get coached up on answers so much, too,
yes,
that the judges then think they got to throw curveballs at them to try to get a real answer out of them.
Yeah, and it's too bad, because if it is a tradition, and if it is something people like and other young girls like and people want to see or whatever, that I don't have any qualms with that. I mean, bravo for some of the talented women that are beautiful that compete in this. But then I don't think that they should be set up the way they're set up. And it is a good opportunity because of the money they get for scholarships and where that can take them, especially if they do have some talent. Like Vanessa Williams is a great example. She was beautiful, and she still is beautiful. I don't know how old she is, but she doesn't look her age. So back in her day, she definitely fit that bill, and she had that great voice already. So she did get, with the controversy, it didn't matter. She still found her voice. She still found her way, and it didn't hurt her career ultimately. But in these cases, what is it that they expect they're going to find when they put them through the hoops the way they do? I cannot believe we just talked a whole segment about Miss USA, but I don't know. I'm going to post that picture on America Tonight so you can see the picture of her. I'm going to do that now so you'll be able to go to AmericaTonight.net in a few minutes and see what you think of the photo and whether or not she should lose her crown, because some people are calling for that. 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger. Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@GEET.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETInternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'll all be gray. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply.
All right, America, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you, talking about a couple of different things, the oil spill and the fact that now these tar balls have hit Key West. They're not saying that they can directly prove it's from the spill in the Gulf, but I think it's pretty scary and suspicious. Okay, maybe it came from someplace else, but there was enough of them that you could question whether or not the direction was from the Gulf, and who knows what else will wash ashore ultimately. It's the same old song that we keep singing since this whole thing started. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Please tell me it's not going to hit my beach. I always tell you to send me your thoughts to americatonight.net, day or night, whatever they are, whether you think Miss USA was too provocative when she was part of a morning show strip club deal, and she did some pole dancing and actually won a pole for her house, and now the pictures have been released. Some people say she should be dethrocked. Her crown, not dethrocked so much, but her crown should be taken off of her head. So here we go again with the controversy. I promise you I will get that picture up here in the next segment, so you'll be able to go to americatonight.net. Without further ado, though, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, can I hear that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. We do have mail. This one's from Judy B. Hey, Kate, long time no talk. Do you remember me? I used to email the show frequently, and every once in a while I would call. I have been listening. I just wanted you to know. And this oil spill has me sickened. My family is supposed to take a trip to Tampa, and I heard you mention the beaches, and you were talking specifically about your family somewhere in that area. I was wondering if you knew any more. I do have family in Tampa. In fact, they're off of an island there, right off of downtown, and so far nothing has happened in Tampa or St. Pete, but we had these tar balls that I mentioned coming up in Key West, which is on the other side of Florida, but it's worrisome. Did it come from the Gulf? And ultimately, because so much of it is still pounding out of that leak, it's too early to know the impact and how much they're going to be able to contain. They have siphoned some off, but when we say some out of how many gallons that keep pouring in to the Gulf. So I hope it doesn't hit there, because trust me, I'm going to see my nephew at some point, and I would love to be able to go shelling with him on the beach, but perhaps we'll be not going on the beach and instead doing something else because we won't be able to do it with the tar balls. I don't really have a desire to walk on the beach with him and then have to take the baby oil and clean off all our feet and everything else with the cotton swabs. Because people who have done that in the past where there's been some kind of an oil spill, you know what I'm talking about. That's not enjoyable to me. I don't want to swim in that water. I don't want to walk on that beach. And probably many of you feel the same way, like Judy. I'm sure, Judy, you have the same thoughts running through your head. That's why I asked me that question. So the answer is we don't know at this point, only that what's happened in Key West on the other coast. But if in fact, it's coming from there, I think that's just not a good sign. And the best thing that could happen is I come on the air and the following night and I say, oh, I can't believe it. The top hat, the junk shot, the rim shot, we plugged it up, we found corks. We've used everything, including the kitchen sink, and it is finally sealed. That would be the daily salute. But we can't say that at this point because it's not true and it's not anywhere near happening. So this one from Dennis Isaacson. I like when people put their full name. A lot of you just put nicknames or whatever. Hello, I have never written to a radio show in my life. I just want you to know that, young lady. Ooh, yeah, I like when people call me young lady. So he goes on to say, what do you think will happen in this situation with Iran? I've heard you mention it off and on, particularly maybe a month or so ago you were talking about Ahmadinejad and his trip to the UN and everybody walking out. Isn't there a way to have a diplomatic relationship with the president of this very important country? No. I think he is not about relationships with, especially with the U.S. I think he's about taunting the U.S. So it's not possible. I really don't believe that. You know, the whole thing about let's extend the olive branch. Let's see what we can do. Well, Bush tried to do it. Condoleezza Rice tried to do it. And kind of pulled back on the whole sanctions thing. Now we're into the Obama administration. We just can't do this any longer. It's either put up or shut up. Because that's the thing. you get weak. I think your credibility, that's what it is, your credibility becomes weakened the more you threaten, I'll send you to Mars if you continue to do that. You know, I'm gonna give you one on the kisser. You know, when someone threatens, and then nothing happens. So to me, Ahmadinejad is just pulling all the strings. He's loving it. He's pulling all the strings that he possibly can. It's like, na 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 na, guess whether or not I have a nuke. Guess how much material I have. Guess what my scientists are doing. But I swear it has nothing to do with anything other than for peaceful purposes, for power. And I don't believe that. I don't. And I don't think that really Ahmadinejad wants to have a relationship with the United States. That's the answer to that. It's already been extended too many times. And now the U.S. looks bad. I think the last time around Hillary Clinton, and it was the moment where Ahmadinejad was giving his little diatribe and screaming the same thing about the U.S., and people did walk out, other countries walked out, and Hillary Clinton, who's the Secretary of State, of course, she made the comments about it's the same old thing and the drama and whatever. And I thought, good, just keep calling it what it is, and let's get away from this and you know, put it down on the table. Lay the cards down on the table for real, not just testing the waters. I mean, we're not having practice hands anymore. The practice hands are over. We're all in, and it's time to go all in and lay it out there. And I know somebody's probably listening to me thinking, this is crazy. What is this woman saying? Why is she saying that? Do we want another war? We don't want World War III. Why do we want problems with Iran? And we really don't want problems with Iran, but you cannot continue to allow the puppet master to do what he's doing. Therefore, everybody else will feel like they can do the same thing. Of course, we'd want peace. Of course, we don't want to have these situations that have bubbled up for whatever reasons. You know, of course not. But when you get to the end and you've tried, then it's just not going anywhere. So it's time to cut him off before it's too late. All right, here's one from Davey B. in Vermont. Davey B. in Vermont, okay. He says, hey, Kate, what do you think is going to happen in the showdown between the Flyers and the Canadiens? How many games do you think it will go? I love it when you give predictions. Ugh, I don't like it when I give predictions. When it's my team, I hate giving predictions because I feel like I'm jinxing them when I say what I think is going to happen. I'm optimistic by what I've seen by the Flyers coming back in the Bruins series and then walloping the Canadiens the other day 6-0, and Tuesday is the next game. But this could go the distance. I'm not predicting that it's all, just a wash for the Flyers, that it's going to be so easy for them. I don't think so. That game might have been a fluke game for the Canadiens, and the Flyers were all pumped up. I think it's going to be a tight series, 6 or 7. How's that? I'd say 6 or 7, and I like Philadelphia, but, you know, my heart's in Philadelphia, so take that for what it's worth. What do you think, Matt? You're more objective than me. Do you like the Canadiens or Philadelphia? Be careful with your answer.
I'm going with Philly.
Got
blown up in game one, and I think they ruined his confidence a little bit in there. Whole Canadiens team was riding on him.
Sweet! All right. If Matt says it, I like it, because he doesn't have his heart invested in that one. So I like his prediction. I'm saying the Flyers, too. How's that for an answer? Remember, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk, like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.